information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So one of the things I've always given Newt Gingrich credit for was his ability back during the Clinton years to get every congressional election challenged. The Republicans in that first election that Gingrich took power had someone in every congressional election running. And I've been saying for a long time the Democrats need to do the same thing. There can be no uncontested elections in this country. And I don't care how bad the voter registration numbers are. Someone's got to be pushing. Someone's got to be making sure that, you know what? Our vision, our values, our ideas are out there. And there's a group called No Dem Left Behind that's doing or working to do just that. So over the next couple of weeks, hopefully months, we're going to be talking to candidates all across the country about, well, why they've jumped in, the issues that are important to them. And here for this first edition of No Dem Left Behind, I've asked Mia Mason to come talk with us. She's a Democratic candidate for Maryland's 1st Congressional District. She's a 20-year military veteran, a civil rights advocate, and I got to tell you, someone I'm in awe of for willing to step forward. Mia, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you asking me to come on the show.
So let me start right what I basically ask everybody. You know, why are you going to put yourself through this?
Well, I'm a retired veteran who lost her retirement, and I'm looking to make sure that we change that, not only for me, because it's happened to me and I've lost so much. I don't want to see it to happen to the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or the millions that are also losing their Medicare. And we have a representative in office right now that does the same thing that our president does and just disagrees with everybody and hurts everyone.
So how is it that you lost your pension? How is that possible?
Well, the National Defense Act of 2012, basically, you know, I had 15 years of active duty time. That expired back in 2018. So now my 20-year retirement, I have to wait until I'm 60 to apply for it as if it was a Social Security benefit.
But I thought Donald Trump was the guy who was going to help veterans. This doesn't sound like much help.
No, it hasn't even helped us in the VA for those who are disabled veterans like myself, too. And our Representative Harris has also voted against our women veterans and our mental health and OBGYN care. So that is an honest reason why I am running for everyone.
Well, good on you. But because I was looking at that, Mr. Harris, Andy Harris is the incumbent Republican in the 1st District. And he's kind of stayed under the radar. I mean, he's as extreme as most of them, but he's kind of floated under the radar.
That is correct. He's only popped up a couple times, like when he decided to break into the House of Representatives secured skiff down in the basement. That's about it.
You know, and this is one of those moments where, you know, you look at the district that you're in, and, you know, when you're talking to people, do they see him as that extremist, or do you get the same response I get from people going, oh, he's such a nice man?
He's not really a nice man. I get different reviews about him where they just don't like him. He doesn't represent them anymore, and they're looking for change. A majority of our entire district, which is the size of 2 Delawares, is turning purple, and they're leaning toward a Democrat.
And hopefully you're going to be that Democrat. So what's the number one issue on Mia Mason's mind? What's the one thing, you know, I ask people, what's the hill you die on? What's that issue?
Well, the biggest issue that I've had throughout my entire life was my civil rights. But when I go throughout my shore, I represent 12 districts, and they all have different ideas. And their education, which I wasn't able to complete, is something that actually has hurt our veterans, hurt our citizens, and cause them to go into debt more. And then when we deal with infrastructure, they have no internet. They have no communications. You can get lost as if you were still using a paper map out there. And when you come to the city, then you have cell phone service. I couldn't do this interview if I was out there.
So how is it, you know, I look at these rural areas where you have these conservative lawmakers who don't seem to bring anything home back to the district. I keep asking, how do they continue to get reelected if you know they're not pushing to get people access to better health care, access to better education, access to better infrastructure? It just seems, well, it seems kind of dumb.
It is. I mean, our companies that have left this district, you know, wanted innovation, but they were pushed back. And then everybody that came to college here in this district left this district because they realized that they couldn't have their children here because the maternity wards were closing, the healthcare systems were closing, and it wasn't just a suitable environment unless you were already somebody who was retired and you enjoyed that lifestyle of being a farmer.
You're listening to the Rick Smith Show. We're here with Mia Mason. She is running for Congress in Maryland's 1st Congressional District. Her website, miadmason.us. We'll get links out there right now. I mean, you know, one of the things I'm looking at, Mia, is, you know, the economy's doing okay. I mean, you've got Donald Trump, who's probably one of the greatest pitchmen in the history of this country, one of the greatest carnival barkers ever. But for the majority of working class people, I don't know that jobs and the economy, you know, are doing well for them. You know, what kind of vision, what kind of thoughts do you have and how we make that better?
Honestly, I think it's super hyperinflated. I think the Fed is just pumping money into our stock market to make it look good for our president because those people are pointed there. But down in our rural areas, to keep our jobs, you know, we need to look at the big corporations that have left and incentivize them as other states have done to bring them back. We have a Waltrip Islands, which is down in Virginia, and we can bring so many future tech jobs into this area for data centers, for space, and Space Force, which just launched. And they can stay here and grow our district and be part of our communities.
So are you a supporter of the idea of Space Force? Do you think that's a good idea? Or as I am, okay, we've done it. Now we've got to figure out how to do it right.
Well, Space Force isn't exactly what you think it is. It's more of cyber warfare. And that's the bottom line of what it is. And those are tech jobs. And with, you know, renewable energy sources, we can also have green energy jobs as well, so that our farmers can actually use their land for dual purposes.
So, you know, I'm a union guy, Mia. I'm a big supporter of labor unions. I'm a 30-year plus Teamster member. I'm a big supporter of the PRO Act. I think we need to undo a lot of the damage that's been done over the last 70 years to our labor law. What's your position on unions and labor law in this country?
I used to be a control tech with the UFCW 392 out in Baltimore, so shout out to them. And with iron workers, so electrical workers, I support them wholeheartedly. They need to make sure that their jobs and their arbitrations actually go through so that they can keep their good paying jobs with their employer every year.
Yeah, on the trade front, did you support the USMCA? Would you have supported that?
Not really. There was a lot of difficulties in there that took away from NAFTA, the TPP, and, you know, made it so that only the top 10% could succeed. Our small business owners are still suffering with, you know, not getting the resources that they need here in the United States, and it is currently sitting off the shores of America. That's where I see that problem.
Yeah, I mean, the other issue that I have is our tax policy. You talked about incentivizing, you know, big companies and people to move around. I'm a big supporter of small business. I think we have to do something with our tax code. What's your idea? What are your thoughts on where we are? You know, currently we're giving massive amounts of money to big corporations and the very wealthy at the expense of the working poor and of small business. I'm curious where you find yourself in that discussion.
Well, with that, like any tax reform, it needs to be agreed upon. It needs to be bipartisanship, and it needs to be a flat percentage rate so that everybody pays their fair share. And even the billionaires kind of agree with that they have pain writing those checks to the IRS, but it is something that even small business owners have to do quarterly. And we want to make sure that it also is fair for them without hurting the growth of their business.
So you're a fan of a flat tax, I guess.
Correct. Yes.
And why do you think that's the best way to go?
Because it's written in the law and it's just even, you know, no matter what size the businesses are, there's different plateaus of, you know, if you're an employee of, you know, 1 to 10 businesses or 1 to 10 employees or 1 to 100 or 1 to 500 or even 1,000 to 3,000 or 10,000 employees, different percentages break down for you.
Okay. So you're talking about business taxes as a flat tax then?
Correct.
Not individual taxes.
Correct.
Because I thought we were going to get into a little bit of an argument over flat tax for personal income, because I personally think our individual tax rates are pathetically low for those at the top and too high for those in the middle at the bottom. I'm curious.
This is where we talk about retirement income tax that, you know, really hurts us, you know, and causes us to go to different states to try to live.
No, and that's it's an excellent point. I mean, you know, we're heading towards a moment in history, I think, where the next generation of retirees are going to retire less better off than the last generation because Social Security hasn't kept up. Employer pensions have been just eviscerated for these crummy 401ks. And even that, you know, that's been robbed blind. So we've got some real big issues ahead.
That is correct. We definitely do. And it requires everybody to jump on board. And this is why we are part of the coalition, No Dem Left Behind, because we have these shared ideals to make sure that when we get into Congress, we take that action with an agreement and we join those committees to make sure that it gets done for the people that we represent in our rural communities.
Do we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour?
It's done throughout many states and it hasn't caused much harm. And we can actually do it because even our union jobs, most of them start out at $21 all the way up to well above $44. I remember when I was working in a union, I was making $35 an hour.
You know, look, to me, I'm sold on that to begin with. Healthcare, are you make the Affordable Care Act stronger? Are you Medicare for all? Where do you find yourself in the healthcare debate?
Well, with the Medicare for All, I'm 100% behind it, especially H.R. 1384. And we definitely have to make sure that it's a big stepping stone to get into it so that whenever we have legal battles that want to take it away or strip it away from the hundreds of millions that have that insurance, we can actually stand up in court and say it works and it pays for itself.
I'm right there with you. There are so many issues, Mia, that I think are so important that we need to have a voice on. And you know, to me, we're at one of these moments where voices like yours aren't being heard in the halls of power. And I love the fact that that average everyday people who, you know, were doing great work before have stepped forward, thrown their hat in the ring and are taking on this challenge. And I wish you nothing but the best. This is a huge thing. And I congratulate you for taking it on.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Rick.
For those who want to check out Mia's website, miadmason.us is the website. We'll get links out on how you can take a look at that and maybe donate a couple of bucks because these elections are about money ultimately. Sadly, it's about raising some money, right?
That it is. And we are a small grassroots coalition. So even when you support No Dem Left Behind or go directly to my site, any amount honestly matters.
Again, the website, miadmason.us. If you got a couple of bucks to throw her away, there's a donation button right there. Please do that. Mia, I wish you the best. I hope you'll come back and talk with us again as things continue down the road.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rick. Have a great day.
You as well. Thanks so much. Mia D. Mason. Make sure you check out the website, miadmason.us. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History.